No, on a road to olives. Is chayiv? You chayiv. Trash veli v'deshtayim. Hananami miskayiv v'nichtev ches. Rashi says Hananami is the same case that you miskayiv v'nichtev ches because of shnei zayin. For the more with non potter, our Mishnah says in Akesha potter. The Mishnah says we have asked to write a ches and you wrote two zayins. You potter. Lekasha. Hod the boy is uni. Hod the loy boy is uni. Trashi odik tony potter. Where do we say you potter is the boy is uni? Shadayin tsrichois roshi hazainin lezainin betagin shilhem. There's if you hold on a zayin, that's one of the isyos that needs tagim. Tagim means on top of the zayin, you have to have like 3 points sticking up, like the crowns of the zayin. So even though you had asked to write a ches, and instead of a ches you wrote two zayins, see if you hold this zayin is not kosher the way it is, it has to have 3 crowns coming on top of the zayin, it's not considered you made a nice. That's why you potter. So that's why you potter, because you didn't make a noise. Mashenkin hodloi boy is uni. This man name holds that it doesn't need a zayin. Nor is he hold either the tagim is not likuvay, and that's usually the way we paskin that the tagim are not likuvay. So Melu is considered you made 2 zayins, and then you chayim for the 2 zayins, even though you didn't have kavona. You had kavona to make a ches. But Lamaisa, by making a ches, first you have to make 2 zayins. So it's considered you made 2 zayins, you chayiv for them. No, we're talking about here, it's a Sefer Torah you're writing about. We're talking about you writing a Sefer Torah here. No, that's why it's put, because you didn't tawaif what you wanted. This ksav, you didn't tawaif.
But we don't care about it. We saw yesterday with the name, so we don't care what the Christmas
cover
is.
Right. Right, I am. Kosa by Sachas Matrikin. You have Yeshua then Messiah Mechai Vachom Poetrim. If you write an abbreviation, you write 1 aleph. What's an abbreviation for the word Aveda? Smachloikis Shivachai Venat. What did you ask? Yes, about abbreviation. Om Rabbi Yechin, Smachloikis here. We have Yeshua then Messiah Nechom. We hold Taki Yepota. Om Rabbi Yechin, Mishun Rabbi Yechin Ben Zimri. Minayin Leloshin Atrikim in a Torah. How do you know there's such a thing as abbreviation in the Torah? The Torah says something short in abbreviation, it means a lot of things. Shenemer says Avrom Avinu ki Av Halmoin Goyim Nesaticha. That we're going to dash in Av Aleph Beis Hey Mem Vav Nun. We're going to dash in every single word here now. Av means Aleph stands for Av Nesaticha Umos. I made you the father of the Umos. Bochor Beis stands for Av. Aleph Beis stands for Bochor Nesaticha Umos. You're the chosen one for the Umos. The Hey Halmoin means Choviv Nesaticha Umos. I made you the Choviv in the Umos. Melech, what's the name stand for? Melech Nesatich Lumis. I made you Avram the king of the Umais. What does the Vav stand for? Vosik, Yaziz, Nesatich Lumis. Nemon, Nun stands for Nemon, Nesatich Lumis. That you Avram Avinu of all these things, like you're teaching the whole world, all these midas. Reb Yechon the day Yomah from another post. It says Onoichi. When the Seras are different, it says Onoichi, Onoichi Hashem Lekech is also Matrikin. What does the Onoichi stand for? Ano Navshoi Ksivas. The Eibush himself wrote Anoichi. Yivis Rabbonin. He gave it to the Rabbonin. That's Anoichi. It's Ano. Al stands for Ano. Nun stands for Navshi. Heis Chof stands for Ksiva. And Yehivna. That's the Anoichi. That the Eibush himself wrote it and gave it over. Rabbonin, Amir Rabbonin say, Amiro, another abbreviation. Amiro, Nimo, Ksiva, Yavna. The Eibush wrote a Zisa Ksiva, a sweet Ksiva, for running the Seras Adibris. Ika the Amri Anoichi. What does that mean? Lemafreya Yehivno Ksiva Nemon. You're born Amri Amira Nemo Ksiva Yehivno. Yeah. Now Ika the Amri Anoichi Lemafreya. Anoichi Lemafreya means backwards. Anoichi Lemafreya. If you're in the Mafreya means backwards, you can read it. Not Aleph Nun Chaf Yud, no Yud Chaf Nun Aleph. That means Yehivno right there. I wish to gave. Ksiva, writing, Nemonim of truth, Amri, he said over. Nemonim. Yeah, Amri, he said over. You could dash in it both ways, backwards and forwards. It's very Abnos and Amri. Pasuk says, by Bilam, ki yorah taderech lenegdi. The Chamor there said that the derech was in front of me. That means, what does yorah mean? Yiro, he was afraid. Rosso, he saw. Not so, and he moved aside. It's the Chamor, the donkey, is able to see the Malach HaMavis. So he moved aside. That's the abbreviations for yorah. The Rabbi Yishmael Tono, Carmel. What does the word Carmel mean? Carmole, a full round. It means the crop is fully grown. Trashi Carmel, Gabi Menoches, Gabi Minchas Leimiksiv, Gerish Carmel, Shemeviya, you bring the tua, Kishilecha, when it's still wet, When the seed is still like blown up, it's full of blown up. What does that mean? Notrikin noyefu. When we cursed him, nemretzes means he was a noyef. He did znus. Moyaviyu is a moyav. Rotseyachu is a killer. Saruhu is an enemy. Toevi is a mis. Rav Nachman of Yitzchokama. The pasuk says man daber man tzadik. What does tzadik mean? The Yachay Yosef said nechoyne manachnu. We're telling the truth. Tzadikim manachnu with tzadikim, Torah manachnu with Torah, the koyim manachnu also with true people, kedosh manachnu. That's what the word man is tzadik. What do you want from us? We're 100% kosher. So you see, a lashon is lack of abbreviations. But I call upon us Hilchas Shabbos, though it's not called an av malacha. An av malacha on Shabbos has to be a choshev ksivam that you write two oisyos. To write one ois by itself, that's not enough to be chayef for by Shabbos. One ois alone. So the Mishnah. You wrote two oisiyos on Shabbos with two different halomas. That means in the morning, 9 o'clock, you wrote an aleph. You forgot you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Then in the afternoon, you're reminding yourself, your friend told you, no, there's an is. As your friend reminded you, now on Shabbos you're not allowed to write. That's what happened in the afternoon. And then again, later in the afternoon, you forgot again. You're not allowed to write, and you wrote again the second noise. Are you chayiv or not? As Prita, if it's the Tehillim Echad, one forgetting the whole day, even though you wrote one in the morning, one in the afternoon, you're chayiv. But the other case was in the afternoon, you remembered that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. But then later on, you forgot, and you wrote again b'shoigi. What's the lochem? Hakoysev beis oisiyas b'shtei alamas, with two different forgettings. Acha shachlas v'achas bein abayim. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, Rabbi Gamliel says yichayev, even though you knew in between, so what? V'achomim poitim say yipotim. The more of a mic, if you what's the machlokes? Rabbi Gamliel sovar, ein yedir l'chatzi shir. Even though in the afternoon you remembered that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, so now you knew you did an aver in the morning, but what did you write in the morning? You only wrote one ois. That's called a chati shir. A chati shir is not called yediyah. It's not considered like you knew you did an aveirum. So the first thing is garnet. Then later when you finish the second ksiv in the afternoon again b'shoigeg, then the malacha was finished, then you chayif. For Rabban and Stavri, yeshadiyah l'chati shir, no. Even though you only remembered in the afternoon that you wrote an aleph in the morning, which you potem in the raitza, but our kol potem is called yediyah. So as if you said that ksav is finished with. Now in the afternoon you only write one aleph, it's a new ksiva. One aleph alone, you potter, you can't be mistar of two things. Because we hold, yeshadi l'chati shir. Since in between the malachi you remembered you did, and what you did is only a chati shir, you potter. You can't be mechayev v'chatis. Hadron alecho aboyna. I start a shvei mesech perek ahoyru. Yeah. A little bit here. You have two pictures here.
Have a
board. Yeah. So we have Lezer Weimer. Ha'orig shloisha chutim v'tchila. If you start off making a beged, now the way you start off making a beged, everyone knows in your weave, is you have to have strings, the red strings going along, and then you put in between, you put strings in between, that's the way you weave. You have strings going along, and then you have going across, that's the way you weave.
That's just too big, not so good.
The Pashra. And push the way you weave. Your weave is like this, that you have strings going straight across, and then you put another one straight across. That's the way you weave. So you have to weave, it means after you have the strings going straight up, now the strings you go across. You only chayiv, Reb Lezer says, Oirik Shloisha Chutim. If you start off making a riga, you have to put three strings across. When you make three strings across, that's called enough weaving, that you chayiv. Here also, you have to put three strings of cloth here. You go in three times, that's called weaving. Less than three strings of cloth is not called weaving. That's your Leshita. Ha'oireg shloisha chutim betchila. You have to go across three times. V'yachas halorim. But if you have a beggar that was started from before Shabbos, now if you just put one thread in the middle to make a go to make an ariga, just one thread you chayiv on Shabbos.
That's your blood shita. If the beggar already started before Shabbos, now you put just one across, you're chayiv for that. Don't stop your blood. Chayiv. You only chayiv by weaving on Shabbos if you weave two chutim. Now weaving means after you have the strings going along the shesi, you start putting the erev across. By start putting the erev across, that's starting the process of weaving. So when you weave two strings across, that's the shear of ariga to be chayiv for. Yeah, well, if you go two times, yeah. You put two strings across, you chayiv. If you make the two boten nirin benirin, you chayiv. Now the boten nirin is the way you weave. You have to be able to. There's two boten nirin here. I'll pass around. You have to be able to weave is the in between here. There's like a hole that the string go through that picks up the string. When you want to weave the strings going across, it's better to have one in and one out. One in and one out. Then you put the weave in between straight across, and it's woven. Now, should you have the chassis straight along, how do you get it in between? It's very hard. You have to go zigzag, zigzag. So it's better to do is have the on a weaver, have one string in, one string out. One string in, one string out. And then all you got to do is just push it straight across. So the shtei boten nirin, that's the middle hole here that holds the strings in place to make one in, one out. That's called boten nirin. It's a little hole here that holds the long strings, the shesi in place. That one should be in, one should be out. That's called boten nirin. So just putting the thread through the two holes. There are two holes here called the boten nirin. Just putting it through the two holes, for that alone yechayiv. That's called boten nirin. Let's see here. Putting it through these things, putting it through these two holes here. That's the boten nirin. So I say shtei boten nirin benirin, either or else be kiris. Kiris is another part of the loom, another part of the thing. Or else be napa be carver when you make a sieve, when you make a basket. Or else be sal chayiv. By making the shtei boten nirin of these things you chayiv. Vayt of yatoifa beis tviris if you sew two stitches. Vakarei amenas nitfor if you rip something on Shabbos. I, Korea, usually ripping a beggar the kukul, but if you rip it, I'm asked to sew it up again better. Beis tviris is chayiv. No matter how small you rip, but if it's enough of a rip that there you could sew back two tviris, for that alone you chayiv. So to Gemara. Ki yosi Rabbi Yitzchok Toni, shtayim. It says in the Mishnah, learn shtayim. You have to make two. Trash ki yosi Rabbi Yitzchok Toni, masis nochi. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, hoirig beis chutim betchila. Vulei polig Rabbi Lezer Rabbon elo biyechod alorik. His our Mishnah says, Reb Lezer holds, when you start off making the ariga, you have to first put three strings across. That's called the choshev ariga. With two alone, you potter. And here's what tomorrow, Reb Yitzchok learned, no, even Reb Lezer, with two strings, you chayiv. For tomorrow, Stirai Vanan Tanan Gimel, our Mishnah says, according to Reb Lezer, you only chayiv with three strings. Lekashem. Ho bialimi ho biktini. It depends if they're thick strings, or if they're small strings. Thin strings. Depends how thick and how thin these strings are. Is Amrilol Hagisa or Amrilol Hagisa? Some say this way, some say this way. Amrilol Hagisa, some say this way. Alima, if it's a thick string, then Tlosa. Then you have to weave at least three strings. Why? That's like sorcery. That doesn't break. Or betray sorcery. Since they're thick and clumsy, if you only do two, will break. Katini, Mashenke, with smaller, thinner strings, tre nami le sasri. Even two don't break. Okay, so if it's a thick string, you have to at least weave three stitches in there. Three lines. Two lines won't stay. So the Mishnah says three means with thick ones. And the Bryce of Yitzchok says two means with thin ones. Some say this way. Katini, tlosa. Forget. If it's a thin string, then you have to weave three strings going across. Why? Yadi. Then it's nicker. It's noticeable that you made the ariga. Shrei la yadiya. But if you only made two strings across is not nicker. So therefore you potter. Mashenken alimi. If you use nice, big, thick strings, then shrei nam yadiya. Even by putting just two strings across, for that alone it's nicker, you made a type of an ariga here, and you chayiv for two strings. So that's the two different ways of learning. Tanya. Ho'ore gimel chutim v'tchila. If you metchila put three strings going across, then after you have the chassis set up, Now you put across three strings across, Yechayiv. Betchila, by starting the beggar off. V'yechad alori. If you already had a beggar that started out before Shabbos, and now you just moisten one more string going across, but that's Yechayiv on Shabbos. Chayiv. V'achom moimrim no. Bein betchila, bein besayv shiurim beischutin. Whether you're starting off now the beggar, or whether you're finishing the beggar on Shabbos, you have dafka need two chutin. You have to always put two threads across in the weaver. Uvisof, who are them? You're making a hem. Is also base chutin. You have to weave two strings. Bereichiv gimel botanirin. The lengthwise of gimel botanirin. Like we're saying now, these botanirin here is the lengthwise that if you see a machine in between, you need these holes holding up the string. That's like a length. So if you weave one string, the length of three times this botanirin yichayiv. That's a shear, how long the string has to be. The string has to be to go through three botanirins. Botanirin are holes holding the threads in place. It's like a shear, like 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever it is. Avad Yechayiv. Don't you do one string just this amount Yechayiv? What do you mean? Then Avad Yechayiv. Weird. No. Oh, you're right. Over sofa base chut, right. You have to do two strings, right. If you do one, you're part of, right.
If I do one, six,
it wouldn't be enough. It has to be base chutin. Base chutin, v'roichet gimel botin irin. So tomorrow, lama zadayim, what is zadayim to? Liorik tziltzu cotton. A way of weaving a small type of a belt. You weave a belt this way, for some reason that's the way it looks like it. Shrashi, b'tziltzu cotton. Daim liorik tziltzu cotton. Chagurak tzara, small belt. Sheina rechava yosim ishleisha botanirin. That's the whole length it is, ishleisha botanirin. So mashmet has some chshivis. If you weave it this long, the length of three botanirim, a small belt is that size. That's why it's a chashiva ariga. But beis chutin bereichiv, give botanirim, where we give? Beis chutin bereichiv gimel botanirin. That's what the Bryce stands off. That when you start off, you have to do three chutim. And if you do one on something that was done for me before Shabbos, Yechayiv. So the Gemara stomach, Reb Lezer. That's Reb Lezer sheet in the Mishnah. That when you start off making a beggar on Shabbos, you have to do three strings. And if you have a beggar started before Shabbos, now you're just continuing, it's enough one string. Tani, the other Bryce says, Hoirig beis chutim. If you're making two chutim, ala gas val imra. These are also different type of hems. Gas Rashi says. Orig harbi is thick means it is woven from before ready. Or else al imra tchila sa beged. You're starting off the beged right now. Shargun by orig mimin echad imra. You make a type of a hem at the bottom. Then you chayiv. Tiny, remember, it's Eurig base chutzim. You use two strings for the gas of an imra chayiv. We have less rain mafilu echad. On this hem, even one yechayiv. Over sofa, another type of hem, shnei chutzim. Bereichiv shloisha botanirin, chayiv. Then you only chayiv if you do two strings, the reichiv, the length of shloisha, three botanirin. Holom is that, daimel yorig tzilsakotin. Shnei chutzim, two strings, a reichiv gimel botanirin. For Yorig Beis Chutim Alagas, for Alim Rechayim, it's Tomek Rabbonin. This goes Tomek Rabbonin. That in all cases, you always need two strings. You don't need three and one, nor it's enough, just two strings. And we pass Tomek Rabbonin. That you always, Chayim for Rigo, you always have to do two strings. It's never enough one, and you don't need three. Now with two strings, you Chayim. Right, Oysa Beis Botanirin. If you just put the string through the two holes that hold it in place, for that you Chayim. For the more my benirin, Om Rabaya, Tarte Bebotanira. Two strings have to go through these two holes. The Chod de Benira. And one has to go back to the original where it's held on here, the string. When you put the strings across, it starts off, it's tied around the corner here. So it has to go tied onto the corner, then straight across into the two holes. That's Chayy for us, Shnei Botanirin. Even though you didn't weave anything yet. This is our setting up the chassis, setting up the strings going upwards. That if it's tied down to the end or rod, and then it goes across into the two holes, for that you chayiv for Shabbos. That's called osay bot shnei botanirin. Right. Bikiris, the Mishnah says, what then? Bikiris, my Bikiris, Omarav, Mutsavisa. The kiris, that's another part of the kiris, he's called, that's the reed. As after it goes through the button, nirin, there's another type of a thing that holds the string in place. That's this here, called the kiris.
Yeah.
So putting it through the kiris, also yechayim. It's another part here that holds the strings in place. It holds the chassis in place. So putting it through this kiris, this gauge, it's gauge. It's keeping the chassis, the strings going along in place, yechayim. That's called mitzavisa. Trashi mitzavisa, biroyas, garden, organ, berego. Right. But a toifa beit tfiris, if you sew two stitches on Shabbat yechayim, for the Gemara Tanina, biyavas melachas. We learned this already in the Mishnah Klal Gadol. But a toifa beit tfiris, if somebody sews two stitches on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So what do you have to say it again for in this Mishnah? So the more Mishnah the Kavoy, the Mishnah is safer. The Akareya, Manas Litzvah, based Tviros, Kutani Nami Atayfer. Since the Mishnah wants to tell you Chiddush, that if you rip a Begit, and you rip enough of a side that you can sew back two stitches, you chayiv. So that's why it starts off saying, if you stitch two stitches, you chayiv. And if you rip to make two stitches off, you chayiv. Fred Gemara, the Akareya, Honami Tanina, Biyavas Mlochis. We learned this also over there. It also said, Akareya, Manas Litzvah. And the Morel Mishum, the Gemara, the Mishnah Sefer, Hakareya Bechamosoi, V'yalmeisoi Mishumochi Ketoni Atefer Shnei Tvirus. The next Mishnah talks about if somebody rips the Chamosoi. So while you're angry, you rip something. And we'll see if you're Potter Echayim. So since we want to say the next Mishnah about ripping the Chamosoi, that's when this Mishnah also ends off saying there's an Issa Tvirum and there's an Issa Kareya of ripping. Now next Mishnah explains when you're Chayim from Kareya. But never it's about Kareya, I'm not bit for state tvirus. So Gemara Heki Mishkachas Lo. How do you have sewing two tvirus? Heki Mishkachas Lo. The Ovdom Ki Kisto. Trust the Ovdom.